This is Pam Pedersen, and visiting with me in the studios today is John Casey and Pam Jacobs. John is the event organizer for Rock Out the Violence, and Pam is the entertainment coordinator. How are you all today?
Good.
Doing great, thanks.
Thanks for coming in and talk to me. I understand that we have the second annual Rock Out the Violence Festival coming up.
Rock Out the Violence is a festival that I've been wanting to do for quite a few years. But it's a group of bands, musicians from Brevard musicians that really stepped up to help this event happen.
Oh, well, Pam, tell us what bands are going to be there.
Well, this year we're focusing on the divas of rock, the ladies that front all the rock bands in Brevard. We have so many incredibly talented musicians in this county, and a lot of them are fronted by female singers, so we decided to focus on that this year. But we're going to feature Berna and the Burnouts. They're a southern rock and funk band. We have Undecided, which is a three-piece, a variety type of rock band, and they feature Jana Ivey as their lead singer. And then we've got Weep, which is an original modern funk rock band. They're basically focused on like the new age, the Zen culture, and you know, man's humanity to man kind of thing. And they're an excellent band. They've won a lot of awards. And we also have The Vibe, which is dance grooves and funky jams, and they are a morphed out version of the Mogeets band. And they've got a new singer, Jennifer, I believe is her name.
Jennifer.
And she's awesome. I've been to see her. She's really great. Then we have the Queen Bees, who are headed by Debbie Dill and Debbie Boyer and Guitar Lynn and Sharon on bass. And then they've got the beekeeper, Ollie. He's on drums. But anyway, they play blues, and you can catch them over at Lou's Blues every Sunday afternoon. But they're just awesome, awesome blues band. And then we've got Bittersweet, which is three ladies, kind of an acoustic thing, beautiful harmonies. They're really, really great. They're very new on the scene, newly formed from a couple of other different bands that broke up. And then last is my band, which is Chain Reaction. We do classic rock. We play usually over at Lou's Blues once a month, Meg's once a month, but we do all that big, heavy arena rock, big hair band kind of stuff, you know, Journey and Sticks.
Like that.
So it's going to be a big finish. And during our set, we're going to bring up some of the divas that lost their bands this year. We're going to bring up Brenda from Medusa. We're going to bring up Michelle from Sold Out, who Sold Out couldn't be there. They're still together, but they couldn't be there. We're going to bring out a couple of the divas from other bands. So it's going to be fun.
That's a lot of entertainment. Is this an all-day affair?
Starting at noon and going to about 7 or whenever the crowd lets us go home.
Wow, it sounds great. What else besides music will there be?
We have quite a bit of vendors coming to sell their items. I think I have over 40 right now, and they keep coming in. We're going to have a huge kid zone. Andretti Thrill Park's helping us with that also. They're going to be bringing out their train for the kids. They're bringing out their pace car. We got bounce houses for the kids, face painting. We just got a lot of really cool stuff for the kids. We have a poker run also that is hosted by Jeff Bodine Honda of Melbourne.
Okay.
And that's going to be pretty cool. And then we have a car show that's also hosted by Space Coast Mustangs Club.
Wow, something for everybody, it sounds like.
Yeah.
So this event is to benefit the Domestic Violence Center. Tell me a little bit about Serene Harbor.
Serene Harbor, they got incorporated around, I think it was February of 1992. And since then, they've helped over 22,000 men, women, and children.
So there are men victims as well.
Absolutely. They do have a sexual assault victims unit that's set up also for the South County area. They have a children's shelter program, which brings outreach to elementary kids. They also have a primary prevention training for third graders in Brevard County schools. In 2010, they began providing dating violence and positive relationship information sessions to high school students and college students.
So again, we'd like to invite everybody out to the second annual Rock Out the Violence Festival, which is Saturday, April 20th at the Wickham Park Pavilion from 12 to 7 p.m. For more information, you can visit sereneharbor.org, rockoutheviolence.com, or Rock Out the Violence on Facebook. Thank you both so much.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.